that's welcome in German, just in case anyone didn't actually know. So,
this is the Total Tom Fury podcast.
We're going to get real today. So, I mean, if you're not ready for hard-hitting emotional podcasting, switch off now, because shit's going to get real. Like, really real. Like, admitting to shitting yourself, real.
I pooped my pants yesterday.
Yeah, Dara totally pooped his pants. I was there. It was hilarious.
And you know what the worst thing is?
What's the worst thing?
Didn't even change them. Still got poop.
Like, honest to God, if you had, like, it's not smidgen, but, like, you know, smacording. If we had smacording, the power to record smells, you would literally be gagging right now. I'm wearing a nose plug.
And even at that,
I can still smell the shit seeping through. But this isn't something Dara expected me to do. Dara doesn't know I was going to do this, so... I say getting real, what? And I'm actually going to get real for a second.
What?
Ben's going to actually get
is
real.
Is it bad?
No, it's not bad. No, it's not bad, because...
Did you shit yourself too?
I did shit myself too, but for completely different reasons. Who has a reason for shitting themselves? No, they don't. No, I just wanted to say, because I realized it in like the last 2 weeks because of stuff that kind of went on at home. But like, now this is genuinely real. So if you're adverse to hearing people talking about emotions and stuff, just turn off for like the next 2 minutes. So if the people who know me listening to this will know I kind of had a shit like last 6 months of the year. And I kind of realized there the other week that if it wasn't for my friends, especially the guy who's sitting next to me here, I probably wouldn't have had a very, you know, I probably wouldn't have made it.
We should say that I'm not sitting beside Ben. Yeah. We do have a male prostitute in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If it wasn't
say
for that
hi,
guy.
Say hi, Fernando.
Hi. See, that was Fernando. And,
sorry, no.
Yeah.
Real.
No, yeah. Okay. But, you know, and so I just kind of realized that, you know, people didn't know, I'm going to have a bromantic moment here with Dara. Dara is like my best friend. He really is. And I love the guy like a brother, and I cannot thank him enough for what he's done for me over the last 6 months. And for everyone else out there who is listening to it, and you know who you are, who gave me, like, help. After what happened, and out of respect for people, you know, I'm not going to mention what actually happened, because that would be redonkulous. Because that would be silly. That's not good listening
almost
podcast
as silly
material.
As using the word redonkulous.
Almost as silly as using the word redonkulous, but not as silly. So out of respect for people, I'm not going to mention anything. But to all those people, and I wanted to just say, if anyone who's listening who was there for me over the last 6 months, thank you very much. And I'm also going to give Dara a big hug, because he is like my best friend. So
we're hugging right now.
We're hugging right now.
This is bromance.
So yeah, I just wanted to say that, because, you know, Dara's really cool. You should all realise that. He is very cool.
Hello.
And he's a lovely guy. Say hello, Dara.
Hello.
It's as if Dara's my guest, and we're on fucking Dr. Phil now. But yeah, no, I just wanted to say it, because it's like, get real for a bit.
That's...
You know, so there you go.
That's very nice, Ben.
There you go. No, my pleasure.
And I love you too.
I love you. I love you.
It's all good.
I love.
Here.
Oh God, I'm erect.
Fernando.
That
Fernando.
Was Ramon.
Sort it out.
We brought Ramon as well.
We have two.
And Cheech Martin. What the fuck are you doing?
Wow, they joined up. The work's not going so well.
Oh God, no! I literally only thought of him again because I was watching Cars 2 the other day. Don't ask me why. Better than the first one.
It's not that,
that
bad.
It's better than the first one. That's Michael Caine in it. But he's in it. And he doesn't, you know, you hear that voice and you're like, oh, it's Cheech Martin. He's there. He's doing something. What's he doing now? If you're listening, Cheech. Well, I genuinely don't know what to say. I mean, hi, I guess.
In more ways than one, hi.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. I am fucking high as a kite right now.
No, I mean Cheech.
A bit of both. A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Okay.
Know. I'm popping some hardcore mushrooms as we speak. Yeah. But yeah.
There
no.
you go.
So yeah, by the way, Cheech Martin. So what else happened? Facebook is 10 years old. We're on
this is what we were going to... This is our, well, our main-ish theme.
Main-ish.
This is the thing.
Ishy.
We haven't really done many videos.
Yeah.
In Oswald,
but so we kind of made a little shitty one for this.
This is a proper...
It's a proper,
this
like...
This is a sketch.
Yeah.
This is like...
I mean, it's not very good. To be fair.
Well, it could be good.
It could be good.
It's not.
Depends on the editing.
Yeah. Which,
so let's put all the pressure on Dara. My acting is fabulous.
Ben's playing a character.
And if you don't... not really, considering the majority of the views are tend to be how I feel about Facebook. But anyway.
But it's...
Apart from the fact that I love it, I tend to not like Facebook.
You had an American accent though, so...
I did.
It's like American Ben.
Yeah, American Ben. I can't imagine what he's like. I'd imagine he surfs. Skateboards, he's the athletic type, not like me with my beer belly and very bad stubble. What are you gonna do?
Wouldn't go that stubble.
Yeah, I wouldn't even go. Yeah,
more,
no,
more bum fluffy.
Yeah.
It's beautiful bump fluff. But
thank you.
Bump fluff
thank you so much. Thank you so much.
No offense.
It's, no, no, it's fine. No, I take it like...
Listen, we got real.
Take it on the chin.
Hey! Well, we got real, and I feel very uncomfortable with emotions, so I have to segue into...
Yeah,
into
no, that's fine. No, I just wanted to get real for like 5 minutes and say how cool you are, but, you know, so we're done there. That's fine.
Yeah, so now I can be mean again.
So now we can be mean again. Also, anyone else, Dallas Buyers Club comes out this weekend. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I had a as you probably know, a few... About a week or two ago, I had a big McConaughey kind of... I went on the promotional rampage for that man.
And this is where the magic happens, this film.
Yeah.
Or so we're led to believe.
You know, that this film is coming out on Friday, and I can't fucking wait. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be really good. It's going to be really, really good. Jared Leto, who, when I've seen the trailers. If you see the trailers, you genuinely believe he looks like a lady.
Well, I didn't know it was him for a few...
Oh, yeah, watches, if you didn't tell me.
So...
Yeah,
he's transformative.
He's quite feminine anyway, though.
But this is still another level of
femininity.
And then Jennifer Garner, she's there.
She's there as well, eh?
She'll be
all right.
From what I hear, she's like very like out of the way.
That's good.
It's like she's not the straight man in a sexual sense, but you know the straight character in a sexual sense, but the one who kind of. She's the rock from which the other two can sprout out.
From which the other two can flourish and bring illegal drugs into America to give people relief from their suffering of AIDS and HIV.
Happy times!
Bearing in mind, if you're thinking this film's going to be very happy and there's lots of laughs, good God, no way. This film seems to be incredibly depressing. It's a heartfelt story.
But he's I'm sure there's laughs.
It's a film of it. It's a film about AIDS.
But he's a cowboy who hates gay people.
He is. He's a homophobic.
Until he learns to
love
gay people.
He's a homophobic cowboy.
Homophobic?
Yeah. He doesn't like foam. I lost my power of words there. I genuinely, over the last few days, I've kind of just like, I feel as though I've lost a few brain cells. Because yesterday, I was so tired after work that I went home, fell asleep on the couch, woke up and thought it was Monday. What? It's Monday. I have to work tomorrow. Oh, no, wait, I don't. Tomorrow's Wednesday. And we were doing the Irish radio recording, and I couldn't say the word album properly. I kept saying ralbum. I was like, what is wrong with me? I can't stop saying ralbum. And now I'm saying homophobic. Oh, God.
We should start like a Ben's dictionary sort of.
We should, yeah. It's like Dara's dictionary.
Well, mine's worse. No, I just can't pronounce words.
Dara can't pronounce words, yeah. At least I know I can say homophobic, not homophobic, which is weird. It was a completely different thing.
I will always be remembered for Archive.
Archive, yeah. Dara will always be remembered. Instead of. You're probably guessing what Archive is. Archive. You had another one. You had another doozy as well. What was it? You can remember.
No, I can't.
You're hiding it from the listeners. Don't lie to them, Dara.
I don't know.
I think he does. I wouldn't lie to you.
I'm sure it's on the internet somewhere.
If I had such a humdinger, it was definitely turning up one of the last podcasts. So,
it's on the Weekly Schmooze page, I would say.
Somewhere.
I would hazard a guess.
It's on one of them pages.
Yeah, no, I'm bad at pronouncing words.
Also, we're passing, 8 minutes now? 8 minute mark, is it?
Yeah,
we're past the 8 minute mark, so you're all probably going to turn off fairly soon. But just to throw a bit of promo in here, in like the next 2 weeks,
we won't say who, but we have two very good guests.
We have two fucking deadly guests, like as in one of whom I was pushing Dara to get since we even thought about doing
literally
this podcast.
Pushing me,
like yeah,
I have scars.
Yeah,
but they're worth it.
But you know they're worth it. And the other one, which is in two weeks, it's completely out of it. It's fucking so cool, like as in genuinely, you know. Like, not a person you would think, oh, two lads from South Dublin who do a podcast that they're only their friends listen to would actually get. So, gives it away if you're on Facebook.
Yeah.
If you're on Facebook at any point and friends with your dad, Dara's dad, it probably gives it away what it is.
But it should be cool.
It'll be cool. He will be cool. There's a clue for you.
It will be cool.
He has a penis. Or at least I hope he does, because that would undermine him as a man entirely. There you go.
But you know.
But we're not going to say who it is. So yeah, in the next 2 weeks, actually do listen to the next 2 weeks because
we will promote the shit out of them, I'm sure. Because
oh god,
they will be very cool.
Promotional whores for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
As in, like, screaming at people in the street.
Listen to us!
Listen to me! That sounds really preachy and, like, yeah. Jesus-y.
Listen to me!
So the rapture is coming!
No, so they're going to be cool. But this time we're talking about Facebook, because of the
oh, yeah, 10-year anniversary of Facebook.
When did you get Facebook, Ben?
I can tell you exactly when I got Facebook. I got Facebook in April 2009, because I remember I got it because...
Stratford.
Yeah, my first ever Stratford trip. I came back from Stratford and I got Facebook.
Because I was the same, but I was like,
what? You don't have... Yeah, you got it the next year.
Yeah.
You got it...
Maybe two? No,
you got it the year we went in third year.
That was my phone, everybody.
Good God.
It's just... That's running out of battery.
If you heard that... Jesus, that was brilliant.
It's so loud.
My phone doesn't even make noises like that. And I have an iPhone.
Mine's on silent as well.
This is an Apple. This is an Apple computer. I assume if I say anything bad about Apple products, it'll probably like send an automatic message to Apple. But my iPhone's
shit.
We'll
get a SWAT team.
My iPhone's shit. All the doors.
Take it back.
No, I won't.
They'll confiscate all Apple products in the
Oh room. Yeah, why not? Which is what?
My computer, your iTouch, and your iPhone.
Yeah, we don't care, because they're shy.
Well, no, I like this computer.
It's a nice computer. You know.
It's a little bit slow, maybe, but it is second hand.
Yeah, and you know.
So it's old enough.
I'm seeing some white supremacy. I'm getting some white supremacy vibes off it.
Because it's white.
Because it's completely white.
Well,
No offense to it, there's literally not an ounce of any other color on the fucking thing. Apart from the keyboard, obviously. But even then, you know, if they could have made it white and just in a different shade of white, they probably would have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, hey, listen.
Hey, look, I'm not saying anything about Apple and their political views on race or belief or anything like that.
It's just a very white keyboard.
It's just a very white keyboard. Yeah. I'm just commenting on the colour. Funny enough, Jay-Z has his own colour. Did you know that?
No.
Jay-Z
well,
has,
maybe I did.
Jay-Z has his own colour called Jay-Z Blue. And if
to
like
do with his daughter,
no,
because his daughter's called Blue.
Yeah, no, I know that, but it's Jay-Z Blue. So if anyone ever uses this shade of blue in advertising or food writing, they have to pay Jay-Z because he officially owns that color.
Now that's
how mental is that?
That's part marketing genius and part nutcase.
Yeah, which I think you kind of have to be if you want to be.
I must say, if you want to be Jay-Z, I do have a lot of respect for Jay-Z because he is obviously a mega genius businessman.
Yeah,
and he's a good, but you know, rapper as well.
But this morning was good. I was on Twitter.
Oh yeah,
Childish Gambino was on the Radio 1 Live Lounge this morning.
Oh yeah, he's playing 3,000.
He did 3,005 and a cover of something else, which I haven't heard, but I want to listen to.
He's doing a Zane Lowe session as well, which is like a full band
deadly
thing, which would be cool.
That'll be cool.
Charlie's going to be in the love that fan.
He shook him over here.
Yes, but he didn't this time.
Yeah.
He was supposed to a few years ago.
Then he cancelled it, didn't he?
Because they were filming Series 4. It wasn't even the good series.
Yeah, wasn't it? It was kind of the shit one.
Oh, I watched it.
The one that they didn't do the paintball episode. That's right, Dan Harmon. I'm talking to you.
No, no.
They didn't do a paintball episode that series. Not upset.
No, they did in Series 4. Series 4 is the one he was fired for.
No, but they didn't do one in Series 3.
Yeah, but we were talking about Series 4.
You said Series 3.
I said Series 4. You're wrong.
Did he say series 3 or 4? I'm gonna listen back to this one. Yeah. This will be I don't listen to these podcasts because you know inevitably I'm sure they're shite and I'm on them anyway because we're not funny and everybody knows that. But I will listen back to this one. I vow to you.
I said series 4 and it was series 4.
Okay.
No, they actually did do a paintball one in series 4.
Yeah,
which
I'm sure
was
it was
a
terrible.
Substandard one. They did a lava in series 5.
But they
5.
Didn't do one in series 3. That was shit.
I don't
but
like
series
how could you
3
top?
Was poor.
I'd like Series 3.
I don't think you could top Series 1 and 2, though.
The
Altering
the Timelines episode was a classic, though. I would say Series 3. I don't know if it was as good as Series 2 and Series 1. But put Series 3 against Series 4, and you're looking at the difference between like Mozart and
Skrillex.
Rihanna or Skrillex.
Some bell end like that. Who knows? Some Scandinavian guy who...
Okay, let's say maybe if Series 1 and Series 2 are Mozart... Then series three is like
U2
the Killers or the Killers.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't even say U2. I'd say a bit below that. Kings of Leon maybe.
Let's say Kings.
You know, good,
still good,
bit ropey, but good.
Not like
you know, you get 3 or 4 good ones. Well, which you know, translated into a 20 episode series, maybe about 6 or 7.
Yeah, and then a few okay ones.
Well,
I don't think there was a bad episode. And then series.
I don't know. I'm sure there was. And then
series four.
Apparently, it's dog.
Series 4 is like McFly.
Hey,
You have All About You and...
You Leave Obviously Alone. Obviously. Love that song.
Yeah, but that they're the good songs. But then there's also...
And then the rest
set,
of them.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean.
Girl with five colours in her hair.
It's like you're scrambling to find a good moment, and then every so often you get, oh!
You get a good joke.
And then...
That's it. That's like, you know, Series 4 isn't even you get a good episode. You get a good joke.
Series 5 would... I would say
how would we... Yeah. We'll have to do it in acting terms next. We'll find acting terms for comparisons to it. So, Series 1 and 2, McConaughey.
Series 4 is rom-com McConaughey, and Series 5 is modern-day McConaughey. There we go.
Really? What about Series 1 and 2?
Well, Series 1 and 2...
Series 1 and 2 with...
No, they're like Brando or De Niro or something.
I never... Brando. The jury's still out on Brando for me.
Well, then we'll pick someone great.
Somebody that
we can both agree on.
Bullock. No, because she's shite and she shouldn't have an Oscar. It's true. You all know it's true.
Okay, one and two are like...
One and two are like Tenant.
Tenant.
One and two are Tenant.
Series 3 would be...
Series 3 would be... Series 3 would be... Jesus.
This is actually tough. This is actually tougher than Bands, I think.
Or Series 1 and 2 would be Cranston, maybe.
Yeah, okay. And then Series 3 would be...
I don't know, I'm thinking Pierce Brosnan. He's done a few good ones then, but then there's been some bad career choices in there too.
Okay.
Agree on that one.
And then
do we agree on that one?
I guess so.
Series 4...
Because he's never been explicitly bad in anything.
But it's not like there's some, you know, stuff that isn't very respectable.
Okay,
good.
Series 4 is rom-com McConaughey. There's still flashes.
Flashes of greatness.
But they're few and far between. And then Series 5...
Tends to be just photos of him shirtless.
Series 5 is...
Series 5 is the McConaissance.
The McConaissance.
Have you not heard that term?
No.
You haven't heard it. Apparently some journalist just came up with it and he was like, sorry, what was that again? The McConaissance. He's like, oh, I like that. I'm going to use that. And you know that,
yeah.
Do you know what that is?
What?
That's his warm-up before. Like, he does that all the time.
Oh!
That's his warm-up before he, does any scenes or, like...
And they just left it in?
Yeah. That's because he talked about it on Graham Norton. And they did, like, 5 takes. And also, that whole scene, no dialogue guidelines whatsoever. Yeah. It's pretty much just improv. Oh, cool. Like, the whole jerking off thing. That's all McConaughey, apparently.
It's all McConaughey.
Boom, boom. Boom, boom, pow. That's a terrible song, actually. Black Eyed Peas song, if you don't know.
Series Horrendous 4 is Black Eyed Peas.
Series 4 is Black Eyed Peas.
No, actually, because Black Eyed Peas don't have really anything going for them. No, we'll stick with McConaughey.
Ah, no, Pump is a good song.
No, it's not. The Pulp Fiction theme song is a good song.
Pump
is a bad song that uses a good song.
Agreed. But yeah, no, what were we saying? Yeah, McConaughey.
So that was all improv.
Apparently what happened was, after they did like 5 takes, that was grand, everyone was happy. And then DiCaprio said, oh, what was that thing you were doing before the scene? And he's just like, oh, it's just something I do to... He does it, it's to lower his voice and to calm him down. And he was like, oh, why don't you start with that? And then...
That's a good idea.
And then it's basically the most encapsulating 10 minutes of that whole film. It's the only bit of the film where you don't genuinely feel... Honestly, having seen that film, I came home thinking, oh, I feel as though I should have a shower or something.
Yeah.
Like, I feel greasy and dirty.
It's still a very good movie.
Covered in hooker sweat. And cocaine.
It's like 4D. Imagine that film in 4D. Because you get the smells.
And the heat just to make you start sweating.
Yeah.
And then and the vibrations in your seat. That and also they pump like nerve gas into the room for that scene when he gets really bad on the lewds.
Oh yeah.
Everybody just starts going having like epileptic fits.
The cinema just like the seats all just like
catapult
over.
So anyway, everyone switched off by now, so we could address.
I just want to say a quick
RIP to Philip Seymour Hoffman, because that was really sad.
That's cool.
I got a text from Dara and I was like, no. That can't be true. And then I went straight to Sky News and I'm like, oh, for fuck.
Yeah, no, it's rough. Addiction's shitty.
It is really sad because when you look back at it, he people will always say,
well, like, first and foremost, like, his kids don't have first a father and foremost, anymore, his which kids, is absolutely, they're all very young, and
it's terrible, and he's very young. But like, a lot of people will, you know, if an actor passes away, they'll be like, oh, he was amazing. Like, he might not have been a great actor, but people will just go, oh, he was a brilliant actor, he did, he had so many good roles. Yeah. Philip Seymour Hoffman is one that, you, if you look back on all the films he's done, he is genuinely one of the best actors that has, like, ever lived.
Probably the best actor of our, like, generation. Well, I'm obviously not, like, I think the generation. The last 20 years. I'd say definitely.
Possibly the best actor that there has been since, like, the maybe the early 90s. He's
of that crew of, like, Clooney and Damon.
Yeah,
and
yeah, exactly.
He was the...
He may not have been the most publicized and the biggest one, but...
But talent, he was still obviously very well respected. Talent-wise,
he was out of this world. I would love, if there was a recording of his Death of a Salesman, I would love to see it.
Yeah, I really, yeah.
Like, him and Andrew Garfield playing his, like, Jesus
Christ. Yeah, I heard.
And he won awards for it. This was his big theatre performance. This was the one where people went, Jesus.
What was that? That was like only 2 years ago or something.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago. It wasn't that long ago. I'd love to see that. And it's such a shame. No, it
just
really
as,
is.
Like,
and
I was,
it was a massive shock. Like, and that was, and I think, funny enough, I was going through Twitter after it happened, and Chloe Dykstra, Chris Hardwick's girlfriend, said, it shows how much respect people have for Philip Seymour Hoffman that on the eve of the Super Bowl, people are only talking about him. Yeah. And it really does, because the Super Bowl is like a massive thing in the States. And yes,
this was tough.
News coverage was just focused on this.
Yeah.
And all people singing his praises. And
it's funny because he was already an icon. He was already a legend before he died, of character actors and
like Capote and
he had already garnered
Mission Impossible 3, which isn't necessarily a great film,
but he's fantastic.
As a villain, he's fun.
There's that scene. I love that scene.
Even Red Dragon, he's brilliant.
You know that scene in Mission Impossible 3? It's like, if you've got a wife or girlfriend.
Oh, the one in the plane where he hangs her from one. Yeah.
And then I was talking about this earlier, Along Came Polly, which is a terrible film. Let's not lie. Yeah, that's a terrible film. He has two or three of the funniest scenes I've ever seen. That sharding scene is amazing.
Yeah.
When he comes, he's like, dude, we gotta go. What? I sharded. What? Did a little poo. Yeah. No, I went for a fart, little shit came out. And then there's the scene where Ben Stiller's getting they have a pizza.
Yeah.
And he's taking the grease off.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing? Taking the grease off. That's the best part. And he just takes the pizza and then starts wiping the grease onto his own pizza.
Oh.
And then hands it back.
And obviously.
And then the basketball scene as well.
And but amazing as the count in the Boat That Rocked.
Oh. I actually really like that film. I know a lot of people don't.
A lot of people don't like it.
He's an undeniably. That was on TV. Not
so such a great film, and that was the thing. Like, you saw Chris O'Dowd was even posted about because they were in together, and
Nick Frost put the thing up.
Nick Frost, Reese Fans, all these like.
I thought it was a great film. It's a good like boys hanging out film.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's a brilliant film.
Yeah,
it's hilarious.
I think like anything he was in, and then there was the like all the stuff with Paul Thomas Anderson.
Yeah,
like The Master.
Yeah,
that's
was Doubt Paul Thomas Anderson as well?
No, but Philip Seymour Hoffman was amazing.
That's another one that he was amazing.
Boogie Nights, that Boogie scene, Nights. That one scene where he kisses Mark Wahlberg and then he starts crying in his car. That's a scene. I was telling Ben as well about a film called Happiness. Where he plays a really perverted man who crank kills women.
Still brilliant.
And he's so good in it.
Exactly. You can be like.
He was natural.
You can play a terrible that's it exactly. You can play a terrible you know.
And then Capone
Leonardo DiCaprio is brilliant in The Wolf of Wall Street, but he's brilliant playing a terrible person. Michael Fassbender is brilliant in Shame, but at the same time he's playing a terribly
even in 12 Years a Slave he's playing an awful slave, man. He's
playing a terrible, terrible man.
No, I have to say though, he was like Hoffman was one of the best.
Oh Jesus Christ, yeah.
Definitely.
Good God, yeah. You know, and It's such a shame. It really is, because he would have been those ones who would have gone on to make more brilliant films.
If he had had 30 more years of films, like, and theater,
he would have been. He could have done a streep and would have been like up there with all these people who have won like four and five and have been nominated. Like, he's been nominated for loads.
He was nominated four times. He won one. And
yeah. So nominated for Capote, nominated for
Doubt. No, he won for Capote.
Yeah, sorry. Nominated and won for Capote. Nominated for Doubt. Nominated for the Master. What was the other one?
Was it?
For the life of me, I can't remember what it was. But then he got BAFTAs as well, Screen Actors Guild Awards, Tonys, for all the stage work. Like, the man was a machine. And unfortunately, obviously, that amount of work eventually just took its toll on him. Because that's what happens, unfortunately. Like, you look at Heath Ledger. Mm-hmm. Heath Ledger could have been...
He
was an incredible actor, but his career was only taking off when...
Well, yeah, like, the Dark Knight was kind of... If he had survived
the Dark Knight, he, like, Jesus, like,
because that was like a real, well, obviously there was Brokeback Mountain was like a kind of, this kid is here to stay, and then the Joker was like,
and it really annoyed me as well that, like, if Philip Seymour Hoffman had done a film this year and he had been brilliant in it and he had been nominated, people would have started saying the only reason he'll win it is because he died. Which really annoyed me about the Joker.
Yeah, because he would have won anyway.
Because his performance... Like, superhero films don't tend to have Oscar-worthy performances. But the Joker... It's like Jared Leto.
Yeah.
Obviously, what the reviews about Dallas Buyers Club. You forget that's Heath Ledger.
Because obviously you're going in expecting it to be really upsetting. Because he's not around.
Yeah.
And it was an upsetting death as well. But
and the fact he had a young child as well when he passed away.
But as soon as he was on screen, you just completely forgot it was him.
Like the Oscars is coming up. Even like in weeks. Philip Seymour, like when they go through the reel of people they've lost, he'll probably be the last one.
He'll get
a standing ovation because he deserves it. But it's one of those names that shouldn't be on that list yet.
Yeah, it's way too young.
He shouldn't be on that list. Honest to God, I'm not one of these big preachy kind of people, but fucking hell. Drugs, like, just don't.
Yeah.
Really don't, because, you know, people, like, I don't know. It is such a shame that you lose someone that talented to something
so awful. Something so stupid. Awful.
And, you know, and he died alone as well, which is a terribly sad thing. Like, he died alone in his apartment in New York, which is just awful. Like, what was it? Like, he was supposed to pick up his kids the next morning or something.
And then they didn't show up.
And a friend called the police. Yeah. There you go.
That's rough. It's so rough.
It's absolutely terrible. So hopefully he's all turned off there about 10 minutes ago and didn't have to listen to us discuss this because it is very sad. There you go. Like, it's one of those things where you'd like to say shit happens, but shit like that shouldn't happen.
Yeah, because it was too... And he was still relevant as well. Like, he was in the Hunger Games only a few months ago. He's supposed to, I don't know what they're doing with the next
team. Well, they've said it's not going to change it.
I heard he'd filmed most of it. Because they were splitting it into two parts, the next Hunger Games. And he'd film most of the first, or he'd film the first one anyway.
They said it wasn't going to affect it.
Well, no, they said they weren't going to change the date, but that could still mean...
Yeah.
Obviously, it's going to, like, if he hasn't finished filming.
But he's a pretty main character. He's like the game.
I did hear...
This
is probably tabloid choice, but I did hear they were possibly going to replace him and just put someone else in, a la like Dumbledore.
Yeah.
But they seem to have filmed a lot anyway.
So. Yeah. Well, like that was, again, going back to the Heath Ledger thing, like the Imaginary of Dr. Parnassus, which I know a lot of people don't like as a film.
I thought it was great.
But I thought it was brilliant. And like, it's such a shame that Heath Ledger... I couldn't finish it.
Hmm.
But the fact that Johnny Depp, Colin Farrell, and Jude Law
got
together and filmed the bits that he was supposed to do.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I thought it made it a better film.
They made the best out of a bad situation. Oh,
that's it, you know. And there's a testimonial.
What's the phrase? Necessity is the mother of invention.
Him at the end of it. Actually, have you seen the trailer for Terry Gilliam's new film?
No, I've heard it's brilliant though.
It looks really good.
Is this
really
the weird. Christoph Waltz?
Yeah, Zero Theorem.
Yeah.
It looks really good, but really weird.
That's like, Gilliam's
kind of. Like, it is very, like, it looks quite 12 Monkeys and Imaginarium. It's, like mad and futuristic and stuff, and weird scenes of Christoph Waltz kind of floating around naked.
Okay.
What are you going to do? But then, and then I watched A Million Ways to Die, the West trailer. But you know what? Could be good.
Yeah, I'm going to hold out hope. But I haven't seen the trailer yet. I hear Ralph Garman's in it for 1 second. He talked about it on The Last Hollywood Babylon.
There's one scene of Ralph Garman, yeah.
But it's just like, his joke was, I'm in the trailer.
He doesn't have a line. It's literally just a shot of him standing in a crowd.
Yeah, no, his joke was, I'm in the ad for 1 second, and ironically enough, all my screen time is in the ad. So, that was his joke.
There you go. I got a favourite from the official page for The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Oh, cool.
Because I watched the trailer and I just said, well, Amazing Spider-Man 2 looks pretty awesome. And about 10 minutes later, I had a notification like, oh, Spider-Man favorited your tweet. I was like, what?
That's cool. Awesome. That's very good.
That was so cool. That looked really good as well.
Yeah.
That looks like mind-blowingly good. Like, there's a lot. And then, of course, you know, Optimus Prime riding a big giant robotic dinosaur in the new Transformer film.
Yeah, I'm not looking
for that. No, it's going to be so
bad. Who gives a shit?
It's like, gonna be so bad.
People are gonna look, well, Marky Mark's in it, but who gives a fuck? Yeah, he's in The Happening as well. Yeah. He didn't make that one.
Yeah, Zoe Deschanel's in The Happening as well. Remember
yeah, her? She didn't make it any good.
Yeah, she didn't.
She can make anything good. Not The Happening though.
Because she didn't know we could bring credibility to that film. Not even M. Night Shyamalan. Oh wait.
To be fair,
he's the reason that film's around.
That was just before he had lost all hope. That was the film that knocked him on the head.
Was it before or after Avatar?
After Avatar was after that. Yeah, but The Happening was like when people went nope, and then he made Avatar next and people were like definitely no. And then he made After Earth Lessons, and well, they didn't actually they wouldn't even put him on the posters because he's such a curse to films.
Yeah,
because everyone knows it's going to be so bad.
And you know what, the fact that fucking Will Smith turned down Django Unchained to make that unbearable piece of shite,
that's so stupid.
That is so stupid. Like, no offense, Will Smith, Jaden's not a very good actor.
And you're a bit of an idiot for turning down a Tarantino film.
That's
kind of stupid.
Yeah, like a Tarantino film.
Because that's like...
That's one thing, like he doesn't make... Like he's made a few, but they're in gaps of like... Sometimes he might not make another film for about 10 years. Because
yeah.
He takes big gaps between some films. So, you know, you might not even get in there.
And the thing is...
Jonah Hill was lucky to claw his way back into that film. Because he turned a big role down and then he clawed his way back in.
He had to...
He didn't even get screen time.
He had to turn it down for The Watch. Remember that film with Richard Arati? Because he was contractually obliged to do The Watch and...
And that was a piece of shit as well.
But that just didn't do... Yeah, it didn't go well.
Even Richard Ayoade... Richard Ayoade admitted that was the like one of... That film was terrible.
And then... But Jonah Hill did an interview. He was like, I'm so annoyed because I didn't want to do The Watch.
Also...
Really, I want to do Django.
Respect to Jonah Hill. He took the minimum wage that you can take because of the Screen Actors Guild.
Yeah, he took... Wall Street
just so he... Like, he took only a couple... Like, 100 grand?
No, it was like 60 grand. Which is... And
it's not
DiCaprio
a lot.
Made 10 million, I think.
Yeah, exactly. It's like... But
they, of course, he was producer as well, so he would have
to... But, like, respect to him for doing that just so he could work with
my... I loved his quote as well, where it's like, I was offered scale, and then I told them, get this paper to Scorsese right away before he changes his mind, because I need this film.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, that's respect. Like... Yeah.
Respect to him. And him and DiCaprio are doing some other film now about a security guard, some Winter Olympics thingy.
Oh, okay.
About some security guy who finds this weird backpack. But Jonah Hill will be the main actor in this one.
Is this a comedy ish?
Like, no, I don't think so. I think it's supposed to be a serial. I don't know. Sure, we'll see.
There you go.
There you go. All we have to do now is wait for Nymphomaniac to come out and then with the podcast.
And Nymphomaniac Part 2.
And Nymphomaniac Part 2, and then the podcast can get interesting again.
The guest next week is, I know we weren't going to say, but it's Shia LaBeouf. And then the week after is Shia LaBeouf for Nymphomaniac again. Part 2. So it's actually the same guest. Twice.
It's the same guest twice. Yeah, I bet you'd never have guessed that.
Probably the same interview because he's such a thieving bastard.
Yeah, he just recycles all the jokes.
Yeah.
We'll ask different questions, but he'll give the same response. No. Your name is Shia the Beef. Piss off.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's stupid.
You're the fucking Afro kid from the Even Stevens. Piss off. You have no credibility. You're in Transformers. That is what you're known for. Oh my god, just fuck off.
Boo
to you. You're so... Oh my god, I hope you hear this. You're shit. There's not going to be no LaBeouf-a-sans in a few years. You can be guaranteed of that. But the McConaughey-a-sans is going strong.
I think this is as good a time as any to
this
end.
This is as good a time as any. While I'm ranting, you should probably stop it midway through my ranting.